Reason number three, trade and trading in city-states. Not only was Italy the center of the Roman Empire and the center of the crusade-launching church, it also was the central entry point of Europe's trade network. Geographic luck has much to do with it. The boot of Italy was the easiest way to get goods into the heart of Europe. The Pyrenees Mountains prevented trade with Muslim Spain. Similarly rugged terrain in Eastern Europe meant that the best way was by the Mediterranean Sea. The area with the most ports on that sea was, unsurprisingly, a peninsula, the Italian boot. As mentioned before, like Germany and most other present-day countries in Europe, Italy was not yet one country. Instead, it was composed of many warring and competitive city-states. All of these city-states had ports, and therefore wanted to have the most powerful trade network. So, we have the perfect storm. 1. Classical ruins. 2. Classical culture coming from the Muslim world. And 3. Easy trading access. The combination of these conditions put the Italian city-states at the top of the pack for starting the Renaissance. However, perhaps the most significant development after the Crusades and the Plague was in terms of who made bank and made banks to start this reboot of the secular in the boot of Italy.